This podcast has nothing to do with the Department of Defense, the United States Air Force, or any other official government agency. Welcome to this week's Air Force News. As the weather warms up and airmen emerge from a long winter spent indoors searching for porn and toking the chronic, arrests naturally decline. Unfortunately, this produces a lull in interesting news until the 101 critical days of summer, when we'll start seeing wacky stories of injuries and death resulting from stupid and reckless behavior. Until then, we're going to have to work with what we got. And they've never checked our bags before, why should they start now news? A captain and master sergeant arrived at Stewart Air Force Base, New York with more than just the usual STDs. In fact, they've been charged with smuggling almost 290,000 ecstasy pills aboard a C-5. Since air crews have been smuggling contraband, in addition to mass quantities of liquor and other foreign products, the pilot and loadmaster thought they had committed the perfect crime. Everyone knows customs inspections of military aircraft arriving at CONUS bases are a joke, so the two had little reason to suspect that their 290,000 ecstasy pills would be found. But on this day, the stars were aligned against our hapless Air National Guardsmen, and they got busted. A Drug Enforcement Agency special agent said,
"It's appalling that individuals would betray the public trust by smuggling poison into the very community they were entrusted to protect."
People may remember the last time poison was smuggled onto the streets. Baby, doubted it's me. I think we all agree that's a nightmare to be avoided at all costs. Item 2. An airman at Ellsworth Air Force Base will face a hearing for leaving his wife a note and disappearing on his day off without permission. The Air Force is charging him with, quote, wrongfully feigning the circumstances of his disappearance by leaving a suicide note after he left a note for his wife saying that he was going to work. The Air Force is also charging the airman for causing a search that was, quote, of a nature to bring discredit upon the armed forces, as a search was haphazard and disorderly. I mean, people just searched willy-nilly under couches and behind appliances for almost a week while the airman was off bonking some 16-year-old chick. For that, he's being charged with, quote, wrongfully having sexual intercourse with a female, not his wife, while in a non-deployed status. Had the airman been deployed to Thailand, Singapore, or the Philippines and had sexual relations with a girl 16 or younger, these charges would not have applied. So flight crews and airmen around the world, you can breathe a sigh of relief. Your adultery and assorted perversions are safe from official scrutiny and non-medical consequences. Item 3. An airman from Elmendorf Air Force Base, Alaska, is dead after falling over 4 feet to the ground when he slipped off an F-15 fighter jet. Item 4. And we can leave our lights on all day because we don't have to pay for the electricity department. The city of Tacoma, Washington is taking the Air Force to task over the Air Force's failure to pay its bills for well over 2 years now. The Air Force says that it shouldn't have to pay its electricity bills because the city of Tacoma is being totally unfair and the contract totally sucks. The first sergeant of Tacoma, unconvinced of the Air Force's rationale, reminded the Air Force that it has responsibilities as a military member and it must commit itself to the highest standards and meet its responsibilities and obligations. After all, the first sergeant said, not paying your bills brings discredit upon the entire military and could result in UCMJ action. The Tacoma first sergeant then gave the Air Force a letter of reprimand, along with a warning that he better not see the Air Force in his office again. He also ordered the Air Force to sign up for financial management classes at the Family Support Center. As a result of the Air Force's inability to pay its bills, the city of Tacoma was forced to increase electricity rates by 5.2%. At least that's what it claims. Off-base civilians always blame the military for their problems until base closure time comes around. Then they're your best friend! Item 5. Citing an increasing lack of demand for plate armor and broadswords, the Air Force's last blacksmith is retiring. Once the blacksmith to Europe's medieval kings and their infamous aerial dragoons, he finally found himself turning out trinkets and bit parts for aircraft at Robins Air Force Base, Georgia. As blacksmithing is an actual talent and art, unappreciated by all save a few Klingons at National Star Trek conventions, the blacksmith decided to hang up his anvil and retire to the sculpted metal circuit, which is enjoying a resurgence thanks to the popularity of movies like The Lord of the Rings. As Klingons exchange their turtle head prosthetics for orcish cheekbones and ears, the blacksmith will be ready to sell them a myriad of metal dragons with semi-precious stones for eyes. Item 6. From the We're Gonna Party Like It's 1949 department, the Air Force is $3 billion with a B, dollar short. So Air Force bases worldwide are forced to search under couch cushions for spare change, as well as tasked with finding ways to save money. These measures include cutting the cable to billeting, printing church bulletins in dull black and white instead of glorious color, eliminating cell phone use, as well as reducing electricity and heating use. base spokesmen say that there's a war on, so money for luxuries, such as new boots and safety equipment, will have to be put on hold for the duration of the Global War on Terror.
After all,
one public affairs spokesman said,
we should try to feel closer to the plight of the Iraqi people, as well as our comrades deployed to that godforsaken hellhole. If this means doing without heat, electricity, and experiencing random roadside explosions, then that's the price we'll gladly pay to make all those things that make freedom worth fighting for, worth fighting for. Look on the bright side. At least we're not the army. Yet.
Item 7. A Pennsylvania company has been awarded a contract to construct the military's largest overseas shopping complex in Germany. The $150 million contract calls for design and construction of a 730,000-square-foot facility that will include movie theaters, restaurants, a bank, a travel agency, and a 350-bed hotel, without cable, of course, since money is tight. About half of the facility will include retail stores. Item 8. After submitting a computer-generated proposal consisting of complete gibberish, MIT has been awarded a $3.2 billion contract by the U.S. Air Force. The contract contains no specific projects, but it does emphasize that the Institute should focus on, quote-unquote, stuff. Item 9. Southern Indiana, long known to be barren and devoid of value, will soon hear the sound of jet fighters as they roar over large swaths of desolate land populated only by coyotes and abandoned crystal meth factories. Most of the low-level training will be conducted over the ghost towns of Madison and Columbus. Well, that's all for this week's Air Force News. If someone smoked it, snorted it, downloaded it, bought it, or tried to tap it, we'll bring you all the dirt. Remember, aim high.